Let's welcome back to the program from Fox Business, Lou Dobbs joining John and Ray. Clearly with the president's tweet this morning and talking about his new best friends, Chuck and Nancy, throughout the week, this president has decided that Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan be damned. If I can't get anything done with you guys, I'll go wherever I can make a deal. Your thoughts on that, Lou, and welcome back to the program.
Well, great to be with you. Thank you, John, Ray. I think the president has made the only decision that's rational. He's been obstructed by both McConnell and by Ryan. Ryan, ignorantly enough, today is even out saying that he doesn't want to see the debt ceiling requirement eliminated, which is it's an absolute fiction. It's a posture and always has to be raised because we're never not going to pay our bills. I mean, this is these guys don't even make sense. As far as McConnell McConnell and Ryan being replaced by Pelosi and Schumer, as awful as Pelosi and Schumer are, they're better than those ineffectual lightweights who sit there in their suits and watch them dry each day. It is stunning how stupid. I mean, there's no other word for it. These Republican leaders on Capitol Hill are outright dirt, dumb, stupid.
You called I was watching your show. Didn't you call Paul Ryan a hapless fool?
Yes, I did. Only because that's what he is. And if anybody wants to argue the point, I'd be glad to have a debate on the facts.
Uh-huh. You know, I thought that had Donald Trump lost the election to Hillary Clinton, which I thought he was going to by 3 or 4 points, and I was wrong. I thought that Paul Ryan was going to become the de facto head of the Republican Party and start running for the office presidency the day after he was defeated, he being Donald Trump. Do you think Paul Ryan even survives this for a future, or has this Republican Party been remade now in Donald Trump's image and he's cooked?
It is being remade. It's being remade, however, in the image of the American people. We're starting to see expression, populism. People say, well, you know, they're very worried about populism in Washington. Of course they are. These are elites, the entrenched establishment. And populism means people. And the people, this president means exactly what he says. He's representing the working man and woman, the middle class, the American family and traditional values. And he is willing to work with whomever will advance that agenda. So, his own party has fought him on the very essence of who he is and what this moment in our history is about.
Yeah, some good news for the president as well. Some of the polls show him increasing in popularity right now, if you're into those kind of things. But, you know, something we're seeing right now that we haven't seen in the past, and as with the Hillary's new book coming out, Democrats seldom eat their own. And now she's saying, don't give the keys to Bernie Sanders. It almost seems like things are now kind of to turn around just a little bit.
Hillary Clinton is the gift the Republican Party keeps receiving with great gratitude. She is out with a scapegoat of the day, all of these excerpts from her new book. What happened? I mean, it's still a question for her. She doesn't understand her own responsibility, nor will she accept it. She has blamed. Think about this. In two shots, she has blamed Bernie Sanders, who she stole the nomination from, for her own loss, and she's blamed Director James Comey, the fire director of the FBI, for her loss. And this is the man who was integral to the conspiracy to stop the investigation of her email scandal. I mean, she has no sense of irony, no intellectual integrity, and no understanding of her own sad, sordid history.
Lou Dobbs is here from Fox Business. You watch him on Fox Business, a prolific author, to say the least. When you take a look at what's going to happen in South Florida, since you're with the Fox Business Network, and what's behind this hurricane, then we have other major wildfires and earthquakes and tsunamis.
Right.
What kind of money is this going to cost the nation here in the next few weeks, I would imagine? Can the politicians rise to that occasion? And it is an awful, interesting opportunity for any sitting president, including Donald Trump. Your thoughts?
First, Donald Trump is getting great reviews from all of the governors who are affected, whether it's Rick Scott in Florida, whether it's Greg Abbott in Texas. FEMA is doing an amazing job, as are all the local and state agencies. This has been, think about this. This is a president who he's only been in office for 8 months, for crying out loud. He is facing one challenge, one issue, one crisis after another, and is handling them straightforwardly and effectively. In Florida, I think the costs are going to be significant. We know the costs in tech, leaving aside the human disaster that's going to overturn lives for months to come. It's going to cost somewhere near $200 billion to recover. If this storm, Irma, remains strong and powerful and follows the track through the center of Florida from south to north that they are now forecasting, this could well be another disaster approaching at least half that amount of money. It is just an extraordinary moment in history, these challenges and these natural disasters that we're facing.
We'll have an update with this with the top of the hour, but the House just approved the bills that President Trump supports to get that aid to Florida. That just went through just now, so they're getting it done.
Absolutely, and they would not have gotten it done had he not insisted that the victims of Hurricane Harvey and soon to be more victims of Hurricane Irma have money waiting to move toward recovery. The first installment has just been passed, as you say, and that is great news.
Lou Dobbs, you have strong opinions regarding immigration. I just wonder your thoughts on the president's handling of DACA.
I think he's done exactly the right thing. It's an unconstitutional executive action on the part of President Obama. He was, by the way, when Obama did the unprecedented thing and came out to argue policy with a sitting president this week, he was hooted down by even the national wing media for his absurdities and his irresponsibility. Here is a president over 8 years who deferred, appeased, and simply conciliated with whether it was Russia and taking Crimea or North Korea in developing its missiles, ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons. And here is President Trump having to deal straight up with all of those crises in foreign policy, as well as everything before us now, which is including immigration. That is the proper role and the purview of the Congress of the United States, and they will have to pass legislation now to deal with that issue appropriately again. The border security, the building of the wall, say what you will, border security is essential to the sovereignty of the nation. And this is a president who, by the way, in the midst of all of this, has presided over the sharpest run-up in this stock market in years. We're looking at 30-year highs in manufacturing confidence and more than a million jobs created. This president is achieving much, and not only is not receiving credit for it, in some quarters he's being criticized for his success.
Lou, it's always wonderful hearing your opinions and your voice. We'll watch you on Fox Business. How is it you started writing novels, out of curiosity?
The editor of Tor, Bob Gibson, asked me to do that. So I sat down with a terrific writer, Jim Bourne, and he and I co-wrote First Border Wars, which was just a great project. We had so much fun with it. And he asked us to write this new book, which is Putin's Gambit, on the role of Russia and historically what the likelihood is that Russia will stay satisfied with just Crimea and eastern Ukraine as Vladimir Putin tries to reconstruct the Soviet Union.
So are you the new Tom Clancy? Are you taking over Tom Clancy or the late Vince Flynn?
I would love to. I am one of the I'm Tom Clancy's greatest fans. The late great Clancy was a spellbinding author. Yeah. I would only pretend maybe to be a shadow of whatever he became.
Good luck with it. I think the premise here, I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to go get it. Putin's Gambit. I'm into that sort of thing, and we appreciate your time, Lou, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks, John. Thanks, Rick.
Take care, Lou.
There's Lou Dobbs from Fox Business joining us here at WLS.